Joining us on the phone now, a guy that just signed a new deal. He's making a change in his life. I think it's a nice way to say it. Choosing to go and play with the Washington Capitals after a couple of Stanley Cups in Los Angeles, Mr. Game 7. Justin Williams, everybody. Justin Williams. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're good. We're clapping for you.
I saw that. Do you do that to every guest that comes on, or is that just...
Yeah, pretty much every guest.
It's close, Justin. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you know, you deserve an applause. You've obviously had such a great career and so many bright spots, you know, and the amount of game winners and Stanley Cups. You've won a couple of Stanley Cups in L.A. and one in Carolina now, getting ready to go and help Washington to a Stanley Cup. Is it weird switching teams? Are you excited for the change?
Yeah, I mean, certainly last year, it was always in the back of my mind that I think I was just going to come back to L.A. and keep trying to help this team succeed. But, I mean, things happen, sometimes changes are good. And for me, changes in my career have been great. From Philadelphia to Carolina was great. Carolina to L.A. is great. I expect this one to be great as well because looks like I'm joining a great team.
Justin, you're obviously brought in to help some leadership as well in Washington. Do you think you're a guy who can finally get them over the hump? And did you kind of feel the pressure outside of that organization that it's time for Ovechkin and the Capitals to take that next step?
Well, I mean, I think they made some great strides last year. I've said a couple of times I watched them play. Obviously, when you don't make playoffs, you have time to watch a lot of hockey, so. I was watching some hockey and I really liked, their compete level, how they played. And when we played against them, they're hard to play against. And, that's the compliment that you want from, your competitors is you're hard to play against. And, I liked the way they played and in turn, figured it was a great fit for me, coming in and slotting in.
Who else was on your list or who else were you guys talking to before you signed with Washington?
I think there were a few, I mean, the right wingers that are left, you know, that were there, you know, you have, you know, St. Louis and myself and Joel Ward, who I think is still out there, but I'm not sure. But, there was like, you know, 3-4 teams, I think, that were, in the ballpark, were trying to, and I don't think those are any secret, but they're out there. And I just felt that at this point, for fit wise, being slotted in, talking to Coach Trotz before I signed, it just gave me a comfort level that I think I needed to tip me over the edge and tip me in Washington's favor.
Justin, how awesome is it for the rest of your life if you never score a playoff goal again? You're always Mr. Game 7.
as I've said many times.
Hey, it's pretty awesome. You got to admit, it's awesome. You just got to say, yeah, it's awesome.
Is that tattooed anywhere on your body, Justin?
Yeah, well, there's a lot worse things you could be called, definitely. But, I mean, obviously, it's something that I'm proud of, but I definitely shy away from because I'm not the Showtime Hollywood type guy, even though I played in California. So it is what it is. It's a product of the good teams that I played on, that I've been a part of, and the great players that I played with. And I hope to just be myself coming into Washington, and hopefully that'll be enough to improve the team.
Justin Williams, our guest, three-time Stanley Cup champion, Conn Smythe Trophy winner as well a couple of years ago. You guys had a lot of off-ice issues, and some are coming to light now. And you know, out of respect, you know, for some of all the guys involved, and I know you're probably friends with all of them, did any of those distractions lead to you making the decision you made, number one, and not making the playoffs with the Kings this year?
I don't think so, no. I mean, obviously not making the playoffs. I mean, teams that win together generally stay together. I guess maybe not in the salary cap era, I guess, but generally they try to keep the team together. But, you know, you don't win. You don't make playoffs. You know, things need to be done. And, you know, it's no secret we've had some issues. But, I mean, the family is there and the support is there. The organization is always there, and they're trying to improve. And LA was a great part of my life. I'm gonna have really fond memories there. You know, they've kind of derailed here a little bit, but You know, I have no reason why they should shouldn't compete for a Stanley Cup next year.
How is it playing for Coach Sutter and knowing that Barry Trotz is a totally coach-friendly, player-friendly guy? How do you think that adjustment's going to go for you?
Well, I think Daryl sometimes gets maybe magnified a little bit with his, can I say hard-ass approach?
Yeah,
you just did. It's fine.
Yeah, we appreciate the odd swear.
I already did, so I guess I can say it. I mean, listen, he's a good person too. You know, he's a tough coach, but you know, there's some tough coaches who aren't really great people. You can't even say good morning to in the morning. You know, Daryl's a great person, and I think that's what makes him a great coach as well. You know, he's hard on you. Obviously that's well documented. But he's also a great person and understands players and has coached a long time and, knows that you can't coach everybody the same way. But, coming into Barry, as I said, it's nice to get a call from the coach knowing that you're going to be, relied on and a big part of the team and, you know, kind of, bring a little bit of veteran leadership in the room and comfort. And for young guys coming in, I know it's tough coming into a league. It's tough staying in the league. And I hope to help these the young guys in Washington and everybody.
Hey, listen, Justin, really appreciate you doing this. One quick note about Barry Trotz. I do know this. Some game day skates, he doesn't like guys going all out because he needs you to conserve that energy and doesn't mind skipping the odd practice. So you're going to have a great time there.
Terrific, right?